The state of Washington has sponsored an official poet laureate since 2007. But for the current poet laureate, Claudia Castro Luna, the past year has been unlike any other in state history. Traditionally, the state poet laureate travels to communities all over Washington, hosting poetry readings and workshops and reading poems at significant statewide events. But the COVID-19 pandemic put a stop to all those plans and forced Claudia Castro Luna to think of creative ways to engage the public with poetry. One of those ideas was called Poems to Lean On.
Essentially, what I did is I put out a call to anyone who wanted to share a poem that gave them solace. And this I started at the very beginning. I think it was in February when I started. And it was incredible, you know, just people sending in whatever poems that inspire them. And very soon, however, people started sending their own poems. So the solitude somehow brought people to their desks to write.
Castro Luna stopped collecting Poems to Lean On in June, but she kept them up on the Washington Poet Laureate blog as a sort of time capsule of the early pandemic.
Because it does capture sort of a moment of distress and uncertainty, deep uncertainty. So I hope the state keeps that just to read through the poems. It's just really amazing.
And, of course, many of the state poet laureates' events have moved to virtual platforms, which presents a unique set of challenges.
More so than before, doing these virtual events requires to do some setup with the poems, so to give context, cushioning them inside stories that tell of how the poem came about. And then it looks very similar to what would be in person, which I always did a little bit of reading, and then I stopped my readings for Q&As, and the Q&A dictated the rest of the reading. If I could respond with a poem, to a question with a poem, then I do that.
Claudia Castro Luna is hosting two virtual events with Spokane Community College on October 28th, one for SCC students and the other at 6:30 p.m. open to the public via a live stream on YouTube. The Poet Laureate hopes these types of events will continue even beyond her term, which will end in early 2021.
The silver lining is that now we know the person who's in this position could hold a poetry reading anywhere in the state without having to travel all the miles. So before it seemed daunting, you know, how are you going to get a poetry visitor online and how do I do that? But now we all know how to do that. And so I'm hoping that for the Poet Laureate program, this will really make the person more accessible in all corners of the state.
Humanities Washington and Arts WA, the two organizations that sponsor the State Poet Laureate program, are now accepting applications for the next Poet Laureate, who will serve a two-year term beginning next year. To find out about the Poet Laureate, visit arts.wa.gov. Information about Claudia Castro Luna's events with SCC on October 28th can be found at scc.spokane.edu/live. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini.